to Illini Day at Busch Stadium tomorrow for the Pittsburgh Pirates and St. Louis Cardinals. And ladies and gentlemen, throwing out the first pitch, it's Illinois basketball coach Bruce Weber. How's the arm feel, Bruce?
I think I got to get out tonight, loosen it up a little bit. Didn't get to throw much in Italy.
Yeah, but you get it. You do the front of the mound, or you actually toe the rubber? What are you going
to
do?
I learned the hard way. I went to the mound years ago and and almost hit Redbird. So now I learned to go to the front of the mound and just make sure it gets to that catcher.
That's going
to
be, I guess, a pre-party with you, pre-game party. There's going to be for all the Illini fans. Fans can get, I think, $20 tickets to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be darned if your son-in-law doesn't work for the Cardinals. That was a surprise.
Awesome.
I didn't know you.
Yeah, no,
I thought your daughter was like eighth grade. What's going on here?
I know. How'd that happen?
It's been a while. Actually, this is my oldest. She got married a year ago, and a local young man, Taylor Pope, the Pope family, of course, been in Champaign for many years, Clayton and Karen, his parents. And Taylor has been with the Cardinals. I did an internship out of college and then got to stay with them, and does a lot of marketing and promotions and clinics, and has really enjoyed it. Not made much money, but he's enjoyed it until August, when the Cardinals win on a swan song here, and they've had a tough month.
Well, maybe they can win 15 in a row, but Milwaukee, come on, 22-4 or something? That's nuts.
Yeah, it's been a big run for the Brewers. And you know, the dog days of August in baseball can be tough, and you go one way or the other.
Yeah, all right, so Illini Day tomorrow, Busch Stadium, and Bruce Weber throws out the first pitch, going to loosen it up tonight. And I would suggest just a three-finger fastball. That's what I would suggest for you.
Okay.
Okay, now, your trip to Italy, Bruce, from every indication, this was a real hit.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We're just very fortunate. I appreciate the university athletic department allowing us to go on a trip like this. And I've been a lot of countries, and because of basketball, been to London and Paris and Istanbul and Stockholm and Helsinki and all over the place. But I really think Italy's been, definitely was my favorite. And, you know, just so much good there. So many things to see, the history, the Vatican, the history of religion. And then you got so many sights to see. We went to Lake Como, unbelievable. Went to the Tower of Pisa. Went to Florence and did a lot of shopping there, Tuscany. And then in between there, we played some pretty good basketball against some good teams. And I think it was a great learning experience, growing experience for our group.
Well, Tyler Griffey was on TNJ the other day, and to me, he just sounds different. He sounds way more confident.
Yeah, I think that was a big thing. I said since last year, Tyler got kind of stuck in the middle between Mike Davis, who was our MVP, and then Jeremy Richmond, who we thought would be more of a perimeter player. He was better inside. And then Tyler, you know, where do you play Tyler? And you have Mike Tisdale, and you're kind of stuck. And he lost some confidence. He was hurt early in the year, and he had a great spring. Feels like the position is his to grab, and he's really played well. I think our leading rebounder on the trip, one of the leading scorers, and has played well and played with a lot of confidence, as you said.
You know, when you were at Southern, it was a long time ago, but the teams I remember you coaching at Southern, these guys were in your kitchen. They were up on your chin. I mean, it was the pressure defense you got those Salukis to play for you was crazy, and it's hard to get teams to do that. I feel like this team might do that for you.
Yeah, and that's the mindset we've given them since we started practice earlier in the summer, that, you know, we're going to pick up all, you know, 24/7, 94 feet, and not let people get, you know, let up. And we did it to the, you know, these were professional teams. We played a New Zealand national team. We played West Virginia. And it was really productive. And also, I think the kids kind of bought into it. And we rotated a lot of players, got a lot of guys some experience. But more than anything, I think set the tone for what we want to do for the season.
How do you feel about how many guys you've got? I mean, how many guys can a team rotate? I mean, what's the number?
Yeah, I know. We met with the coaches the other day, and I said, hey, I know I can play 10, maybe get 11th, but I don't know if I can go 12 or 13th, because it was hard. And there was one game, the last game was a crazy game with bad officiating and tough heat and tired legs. And we, you know, down the stretch, I didn't get a couple guys in and really felt bad about it. And, but it made me realize, too, it's going to be tough to do that, to rotate all those guys. But I think we can get, you know, I think we have 10, 11, maybe 12 that all, you know, can be in the rotation. And, you know, if they are productive, you know, then we can have some success. We'll go give it a shot.
You know, so much of business, so much of sports is chemistry. You like the early chemistry here?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, you got a big group of young guys, but the you know, only one senior, Sammy Maniscalco, and he just wants to win and be part of something special. So I think there's a good meshing, and then this trip was great for it. Not only the players getting along, but also the players seeing the coaches in a different venue, you know, on a boat on Lake Como, going through a tour of the Vatican or climbing Pisa and getting to the top. And, you know, you see the coaches in a different vein and get to know them a little bit, got to know our family. So I think it really was a great trip in many ways, and that was one of the important parts of it, that bonding, that chemistry.
And you believe a week from tomorrow we're kicking off football? Man.
And we're 7 weeks away from practice, so it's unbelievable. It goes so fast. The older you get, the faster the time goes, and you better enjoy it. But we're looking to talk to Coach Zook. When we got back, you know, we kind of teased each other. We both went to our places. We went to Rome, and he went to Rantoul. I think we got the better end of
That's
it.
Funny. So, have you met with Mike Thomas, the new AD?
You know, I haven't had a chance. He was he got named the day we were getting on the flight. We were about 15 minutes before we got on the flight to go to Rome. And then he called me on the trip. And when we got back, I took a couple extra days with my wife. We went to Austria. And he was out of the office, supposed to be back in next week, so we're looking forward to
that. Yeah, that'll be great. How about those Alps? Aren't they amazing?
Oh, it's just, and there's so much there. And then we didn't even mention Aviano to be on the NATO base.
Yeah.
You know, 8,000, you know, people on that base, troops, families flew in, Stevie, military families that were stationed in Germany and Qatar flew into the base just so they could watch us play and
wow.
be part of the kids' clinic and stuff. And
oh, cool.
That's when you realize, you know, we've been getting emails and letters from people. And then, ironically, the General Zobrist, is from Highland, Illinois. So he was fired up, too, to have us there.
That is so wonderful. What a fantastic trip. Well, I'm all more about chemistry than I am about superstars, and I like what I'm feeling here, Bruce. I'm excited for your team.
Yeah, I am too. It was good. It was fun. It was exciting. They did what we asked, and I think if you know, we get off to a good start, we can sell this style of play, and I think people will enjoy it.
Oh, keep up your good work. Great visiting with you as always. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, we still owe you dinner. We got to get together here before we get out on the road recruiting.
We're excited.
We'll run into you in the neighborhood. We'll figure it out.
We'll get it. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate
all right.
you. Thanks so much, Illinois basketball coach Bruce Weber. Good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Good stuff this morning on the trip to Italy, and he will throw out the first pitch tomorrow.
That's right.
And to Busch Stadium.
Loosen up a little bit tonight.
Front of the mound, because he's learned he doesn't want to hit Fred Bird.
Yeah.
93.5, 95.3, Connect FM 814.